College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:06, and I am at the Minnesota African American Heritage Museum and Gallery in North Minneapolis on Penn Avenue. My son, Andrew, is here reading his best-selling autism children's book, Andrew Does His Dance. And it is always a pleasure to partner with community groups and organizations, especially when it comes to educating people, adults and children alike, about autism. And, you know, when I announced that we were going to be at the Minnesota African American Heritage Gallery on Penn Avenue in North Minneapolis, some of my friends said, well, where is that? I've never heard of it. And I was like, well, wait a minute, because if you have not heard of it, then that is on me. I need to make sure that you know about it. So I asked Josh to call up one of the main folks over here at the gallery, and so we can tell you all about it. So if you didn't get out here today for Andrew's book signing, there's so many different opportunities, so many programs that they have here at the Heritage Museum and Gallery. So joining me now is Miss Coventry Cowens. She is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Miss Coventry, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity for my son and my family and my children. I wish I could tell you about the pride that they felt walking into the African American Heritage Museum and Gallery right here in the Twin Cities. It is just an amazing opportunity that you have curated for young and old alike.
Well, thank you, Shaletta, for coming. We're just so happy to have you and your family here, and Andrew doing his part and reading out loud, which is so critical, especially during the summer.
And, you know, that is so important, and it is so amazing that you said that, because I was just sitting there listening to Andrew read his book, and there's so many positive, affirming things about him in that book. And to hear him talk about some of his accomplishments, right, some of the things that that he's done, whether it is the autism officer training bill that he, you know, helped with Carrie Dietzick to get that implemented. And so the state of Minnesota pays for officers to have training so they can know how to deal with adults and children with autism, you know, or, you know, any of the other initiatives that he's done to help special needs children who have autism or on the spectrum. And, he's a teenager, right? And he's going through some stuff right now because he's being real teenager-y. And so he's reading those things, and I could just see his I could see his body language change. I could see his face change. I could see he started feeling a different way, because this book about him reminded him of all of his accomplishments. So talk to me about why you're doing this children's circle, this reading, having kids and adults alike come in and read their books, because like you said, reading out loud is so very important right now.
Well, yes, it is. Since we opened 6 years ago, we have always had a children's reading circle, which we think is important, that especially for them to learn about other authors, authors from their community, and just an opportunity to hear stories narrated in person. I think it impacts the child and the parents, but they remember so much more when they do this. And we do have many authors on our website reading out loud, which anybody can sign on and look at on our YouTube channel, as well as on our regular channel. For Facebook. So Yeah, this is an important part of our programming.
And it is just so amazing to come in and see the museum. Like I said, when my kids walked in, it was their first time here. And they were looking around and they were reading. And, you know, I could see the pride on their faces, seeing the photos of Nellie Stone Johnson and reading that information about hometown heroes, African-American people right here in the great state of Minnesota who have done amazing things. And a lot of these people are not included in our history book. So coming to the Minnesota African-American Heritage Museum and Gallery is really an opportunity to educate our children about the historic things that Black people have done in this state.
Well, we're open to everyone. We get school tours. We have a youth curator program, which is open to everyone. We have currently three exhibits, one Unbreakable, narratives about African Americans contributing to the state of Minnesota from 1800 to about 1950. We also have civil rights from mid-1800s to 1969 being shown. And we also have, for 2 weeks more, Soul Force, which is a very energetic exhibit on the civil rights movement in Minnesota during the 60s and 70s by James Curry. So we are very active trying to present the information, and we also partner with other historical societies in the state to show that African Americans were a part of the growth of the state. And so, and we're free. I always want to mention that we're open and free to the public. We do tours, scheduled tours with any corporate groups or schools, church groups. So everyone's welcome to come to the museum.
And it is an amazing place, and especially as summer goes on, before the state fair starts. I don't know about any other parent, but I am running out of things to do, and I'm also running out of money. And so to have a free museum to bring the kids to look around, to enjoy, to support, it is so vitally important to keeping the Minnesota African American Heritage Museum and Gallery around. And Linnea Hoff and Jan Rainey are both on social media saying, "Oh man, I hate I missed Andrew." And Linnea says, "Wish I could have come there in spirit with you on the radio." So they are listening and they are supporting. And, you know, Ms. Coventry, a lot of our listeners here at WCCO Radio, they are grandparents and parents who have mixed race children. And they are constantly flagging me or texting me or DMing me saying, "I want to make sure that my children have the information they need. I want to make sure that my children understand their heritage. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't have it. It's not my reality. It wasn't taught in my church." And so I just think this is so vitally important. As you, as a grandparent, have your mixed race, you know, granddaughter or grandson with you for the summer, or if you're an aunt and you have a mixed race niece or nephew, bringing them down here and you both getting educated is an opportunity that will create memories that will last for them a lifetime. Don't you think, Ms. Coventry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you kind of hit it right on the head that everybody needs to know, and in part of instilling in themselves a sense of pride that they also have a history and that they come from something, and people contributed to the development of the state, and that it has a full, rich story. And they carry this with them. And if they don't know this history, then they're lost, a little lost as they mature over time. And really, this will help reinforce their total being as they become more mature and grow up. So this is, I think you hit it right on the head that learning your history is part of being, is a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. And it is so important that people learn that. And I want to make sure they know how to get to you. Can you give us the website so that people can go there, get the hours, get the information, find out how not just to get here with their children, but also to support and to volunteer and maybe even donate?
Oh, yes. We're always looking for volunteers. So your audience can go to MAAHMG.org, and you'll see all of our programs, our times, our scheduling. We also have a Facebook site where you can see all the activities and people that come to the museum. We also have a Facebook channel that has videos, excellent videos that have been commented on as being very thorough. And those are also free. So if you're looking, as Shaletta said, for something and you're running out of money, this is the place to come.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for having us. It is 12:06, and I am at the Minnesota African American Heritage Museum and Gallery in North Minneapolis on Penn Avenue. My son, Andrew, is here reading his best-selling autism children's book, Andrew Does His Dance. And it is always a pleasure to partner with community groups and organizations, especially when it comes to educating people, adults and children alike, about autism. And, you know, when I announced that we were going to be at the Minnesota African American Heritage Gallery on Penn Avenue in North Minneapolis, some of my friends said, well, where is that? I've never heard of it. And I was like, well, wait a minute, because if you have not heard of it, then that is on me. I need to make sure that you know about it. So I asked Josh to call up one of the main folks over here at the gallery, and so we can tell you all about it. So if you didn't get out here today for Andrew's book signing, there's so many different opportunities, so many programs that they have here at the Heritage Museum and Gallery. So joining me now is Miss Coventry Cowens. She is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Miss Coventry, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity for my son and my family and my children. I wish I could tell you about the pride that they felt walking into the African American Heritage Museum and Gallery right here in the Twin Cities. It is just an amazing opportunity that you have curated for young and old alike.
Well, thank you, Shaletta, for coming. We're just so happy to have you and your family here, and Andrew doing his part and reading out loud, which is so critical, especially during the summer.
And, you know, that is so important, and it is so amazing that you said that, because I was just sitting there listening to Andrew read his book, and there's so many positive, affirming things about him in that book. And to hear him talk about some of his accomplishments, right, some of the things that that he's done, whether it is the autism officer training bill that he, you know, helped with Carrie Dietzick to get that implemented. And so the state of Minnesota pays for officers to have training so they can know how to deal with adults and children with autism, you know, or, you know, any of the other initiatives that he's done to help special needs children who have autism or on the spectrum. And, you know, he's a teenager, right? And he's going through some stuff right now because he's being real teenagery. And, and so he's reading those things, and I could just see his, I could see his body language change. I could see his face change. I could see he started feeling a different way, because this book about him reminded him of all of his accomplishments. So talk to me about why you're doing this children's circle, this reading, having kids and adults alike come in and read their books. Because like you said, reading out loud is so very important right now.
Well, Yes, it is. Since we opened 6 years ago, we have always had a children's reading circle, which we think is important, that especially for them to learn about other authors, authors from their community, and just an opportunity to hear stories narrated in person. I think it impacts the child and the parents, but they remember so much more when they do this. And we do have many authors on our website reading out loud, which anybody can sign on and look at on our YouTube channel as well as on our regular channel. For Facebook. So, yeah, this is an important part of our programming.
And it is just so amazing to come in and see the museum. Like I said, when my kids walked in, it was their first time here. And they were looking around and they were reading. And, you know, I could see the pride on their faces, seeing the photos of Nellie Stone Johnson and reading that information about hometown heroes, African-American people right here in the great state of Minnesota who have done amazing things. And a lot of these people are not included in our history book. So coming to the Minnesota African-American Heritage Museum and Gallery is really an opportunity to educate our children about the historic things that Black people have done in this state.
Well, we're open to everyone. We get school tours. We have a youth curator program, which is open to everyone. We have currently three exhibits, one Unbreakable, narratives about African Americans contributing to the state of Minnesota from 1800 to about 1950. We also have civil rights from mid-1800s to 1969 being shown. And we also have, for 2 weeks more, Soul Force, which is a very energetic exhibit on the civil rights movement in Minnesota during the 60s and 70s by James Curry. So we are very active trying to present the information, and we also partner with other historical societies in the state to show that African Americans were a part of the growth of the state. And so, and we're free. I always want to mention that we're open and free to the public. We do tours, scheduled tours with any corporate groups or schools, church groups. So everyone's welcome to come to the museum.
And it is an amazing place, and especially as summer goes on, before the state fair starts, I don't know about any other parent, but I am running out of things to do, and I'm also running out of money. And so to have a free museum to bring the kids to look around, to enjoy, to support, it is so vitally important to keeping the Minnesota African American Heritage Museum and Gallery around. And Linnea Hoff and Jan Rainey are both on social media saying, "Oh man, I hate I missed Andrew." And Linnea says, "Wish I could have come there in spirit with you on the radio." So they are listening and they are supporting. And, you know, Ms. Coventry, a lot of our listeners here at WCCO Radio, they are grandparents and parents who have mixed race children, and they are constantly flagging me or texting me or DMing me saying, "I want to make sure that my children have the information they need. I want to make sure that my children understand their heritage. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't have it. It's not my reality. It wasn't taught in my church. And so I just think this is so vitally important. As you, as a grandparent, have your mixed race, granddaughter or grandson with you for the summer, or if you're an aunt and you have a mixed race niece or nephew, bringing them down here and you both getting educated is an opportunity that will create memories that will last for them a lifetime. Don't you think, Miss Coventry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you kind of hit it right on the head that everybody needs to know, and in part of instilling in themselves a sense of pride that they also have a history and that they come from something and people contributed to the development of the state, and that it has a full, rich story. And they carry this with them. And if they don't know this history, then they're lost, a little lost as they mature over time. And really, this will help reinforce their total being as they become more mature and grow up. So this is... I think you hit it right on the head that learning your history is part of being, is a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. And it is so important that people learn that. And I want to make sure they know how to get to you. Can you give us the website so that people can go there, get the hours, get the information, find out how not just to get here with their children, but also to support and to volunteer and maybe even donate?
Oh, yes. We're always looking for volunteers. So your audience can go to maahmg.org, and you'll see all of our programs, our times, our scheduling. We also have a Facebook site where you can see all the activities and people that come to the museum. We also have a Facebook channel that has videos, excellent videos that have been commented on as being very thorough, and those are also free. So if you're looking, as Shaletta said, for something and you're running out of money, this is the place to come.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for having us.